This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Joining us now is a political activist, a radio talk show host, a founder of Turning Point USA, and a friend to all of us, and a good friend of mine. Please join me in welcoming Charlie Kirk to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers show. Now, for those of you who may not know Charlie, he is a founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, which is a national student movement dedicated to identifying, organizing, and empowering young people to promote the principles of free market, limited government. And since its inception in 2012, Charlie has grown Turning Point from nothing to having representation in over 1,200 high schools and college campuses nationwide and with 150 full-time staff. At 23 years old, he appeared on Fox News, CNN, used to be on my show Justice All the Time. He's always on television. He is a powerhouse. And just so you know, folks, Turning Point is a 501c3 nonprofit, and its mission is a very important one, is to promote the principles of freedom, free markets, and limited government. Now, Charlie was in the news this week. He joins us. Charlie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judge.
You were in the news. You're always in the middle of something because you were promoting crazy things like free speech and the right to say what you think. And you actually debate people who don't come near you in terms of intelligence. What happened this week?
It was an extraordinary story, Judge. An honor to be here. Thank you. And thanks for all the kind words of support. So I went to go give a speech at University of California, Davis, and I've done over 100 of these over the last 10 years at Turning Point USA. I think I've given more campus speeches than any other person in the last decade. And, you know, sometimes they get a little heated, but this is unlike anything I've ever seen or experienced. Yes, it was violent. Yes, Antifa tried to come into the building and they smashed windows and they assaulted a police officer. They hurled projectiles at our students, death threats, outright intimidation, blocking of entrances. All of that happened, and that is rare, and that is awful. But the most extraordinary part of it, Judge, is that the chancellor of the university, Gary May, who earns over $800,000, earlier in the day, he made a video that was materially and factually incorrect about my views. He said that I promote violence against trans individuals. That is a lie. That is the opposite of my beliefs. And he was quoting a Sacramento Bee story, Judge, where they said, I call for the lynching of trans people, an Orwellian lie, reprehensible. And it started from an internet rumor on Twitter of some activist that completely made up one of my views of a video that I did with Riley Gaines, who you probably did a story on her. She's amazing. She was the young lady who competed against Thomas from University of Pennsylvania.
Leah Thomas. Yeah, right.
Yes, that's right. And so then Riley Gaines said I felt uncomfortable when male genitalia was exposed to me. I did a whole segment on that. And then this trans activist said that I somehow called for the lynching of trans people. Not even close, not even remotely in the same universe. But then it snowballed into the university chancellor making a video and inciting a mob. And so that's really the story and the takeaway here, Judge. Yes, the kids become terrorists on these campuses and smash windows and all this. But it's now the adults and the head of the university that are acting in completely and totally reprehensible ways.
Well, you know, Charlie Kirk, and if anyone follows you on Instagram, you'll see you actually debate. You go toe-to-toe with students. You never lose your cool. You know, you never flinch. You just don't. You are totally on an intellectual level trying to convince people or trying to at least argue or knock some sense into them, and knock is even a harsh word for you because you simply debate. But you see, I'm not surprised that you've got, you know, the head of a university or someone in a supervisory capacity at a college, because college, as you know, is all about indoctrination. And, right. You know, but the defamatory piece, look, they maligned you. They defamed they you did. By saying you called for the lynching of trans people. Now, you know, he cannot use the quote from the Sacramento Bee. You've got a case against the Sacramento Bee. You've got a case against him. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so we're already talking to Harmeet Dhillon, who I think is one of the best.
We love Harmeet.
Yeah, she's amazing. And look, Judge, I don't go into lawsuits with joy and all that. I want to do my business, and the courts can take up a lot of time and money. But this is necessary. We have to press legal action. I have no idea if I'll be successful in a California court. It doesn't matter. There needs to be a lawsuit filed. We have to sue these people. We have to try to hold them accountable. Because if they could do it to me, they could do it to anybody else. And there are damages, right? The damages are that there was a riot. I had to pay an extra $40,000 for security to protect me and protect our students, right? But beyond the money cost, which is, you know, is considerable and real, I am praising God that nobody got hospitalized. These people came with weapons, Judge. They came with weapons trying to gain entry into the building. And we're on radio right now, so it's hard to kind of demonstrate the visual. But if you watch the video, they came up to these doors and they started smashing the windows. They tried to reach inside as if these were almost quasi-military maneuvers. And I do not believe they would have done that with that kind of gusto and that kind of, you know, brazen activity if it wasn't for the lies that were spread. They spread the lies to then justify the violence.
Well, not only the spreading of the lies, but the seeming approval from the head of the university.
Oh, yeah, and it gets even worse than that. I mean, the university president then said it would be a very powerful statement if Charlie Kirk had to speak to an empty room. Judge, that could be interpreted as don't let people in.
Yeah, well, it is. But, you know, Charlie Kirk, this has been happening since I think Miles Yiannopoulos at UC Berkeley, which is a birthplace, allegedly, of free speech. When that happened and they came in with the crowbars and they tried to burn down the university and no one got arrested. It was 12 hours. It was a standoff. No one got arrested. I said, this is not the America I grew up in. You are in the eye of the storm. You are always in there trying to make the point, Charlie Kirk, that America has certain rights and that this slide toward Marxism, socialism, fascism, they are the fascists. They want to shut everyone down. You're looking to talk to people.
Yeah, that's so well said. And the Sacramento Bee also called me a fascist in their headline. That is that is incorrect and is also, you know, libelous, but I can't probably sue on that because that's just, you know, unfortunately, as a public figure.
Right,
but
right.
What's so interesting, and that's just too bad, and you got to just fight back against that. Mm-hmm. What's so interesting, Judge, is that every single one of our events, including the event we did at University of California, Davis, when we do questions, but we don't do questions like anybody else. We say, if you disagree, anybody, professor, subject matter expert, reporter, student, you're allowed to go to the front of the line and you can have the mic and say whatever you want to Charlie. I'm a pretty bad fascist, if that's the case, Judge, right?
Yep.
I'm telling people to come and disagree with me. And you're right. That's the essence of Turning Point USA. I have very strong opinions about America being a great country. I am a conservative. But I also know that people disagree with me. And this country will fall apart if all of a sudden we act like we're the only ones that have opinions. But guess what? When you go to campus, you find out your things. It strengthens your argument. It should strengthen theirs. This university chancellor refused to acknowledge that we even allowed the left-wing views to be platformed, which we did. It was actually a beautiful event on the inside, despite all of the disappointing violence and terror that happened on the outside.
All right. So, Charlie Kirk, you heard about the federal judge and the problem.
It happened not far from Davis. It was in Stanford. It was about 200 miles away. Yeah.
And, you know, this federal judge was invited and shut down. And I think that did the professor apologize for inviting the federal judge?
Yeah, well, not only that. Yeah, they apologized for it. And then the university came out with some very weak and vanilla statement. I mean, and just so your audience doesn't know the story, it's super quick. Stanford University Law School judge. This is not like just some random, you know, intro freshman to liberalism class. Right.
Right.
This is
these are lawyers, future lawyers.
Yeah, these are future Supreme Court clerks or future FBI agents. Boy, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And future prosecutors. These are going to be people with a lot of power of allegedly the third best law school in America. They invite a federal judge who's very well accomplished. The Federalist Society did. And the dean of diversity, equity, inclusion, whatever that means, comes and incites a protest against him. And these students are so rude. And if for everyone in the audience interrupting him and heckling him, they might think, oh, that's an isolated incident. At Yale University last year, you might remember a very similar thing happened. At Yale Law School, when someone from the Alliance Defending Freedom, wonderful organization, came and they started interrupting that speaker as well at the law school. And right. So I mean, these are students that are going to have to hear different opinions, Judge. I mean, you know it better than anybody else. In a courtroom, you might not always hear what you want to hear. You're going to start interrupting and heckling them.
Let me ask you this, Charlie Kirk. Do you think that any of these people will be hired, any of these young law students?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I'm not a big cancel culture person, but the threshold, but honestly, you got to have accountability. The threshold of becoming a lawyer in America, you got to draw a line, right? Yep. You know it. I mean, if you tweet something wrong as a lawyer, you could be put in front of the bar for ethics, right?
Yes.
I mean, the fact that this is insane. No, they should not be allowed in the legal profession, in my opinion.
Well, you know, everyone who applies for admission to the bar has to submit a character statement,
yeah.
You know, and the bar can make a decision to not allow you to practice in that area based upon your character. But here's the frightening part of this. You know, the ideology started in universities, and now a lot of these universities have students who've graduated and are now the heads of corporations. And, you know, that's why we're getting all this lunacy at the top. I never thought it would happen to lawyers, number one. But put that aside. What happened to you was an outrage. It was a lie. It was slander. It was libel. It was defamation. There are damages. And, Charlie Kirk, you absolutely have to. You have to sue because – and the amazing part is someone like you, Charlie Kirk, and my audience should hear this. You have spoken so many times to so many people for the last 10 years. I mean – you don't even have to worry about having said anything that can be interpreted in any negative way, whereas
that's
everybody
correct.
Else has to say, gee, I wonder if something I said 12 years ago is going to come back to haunt me. You're not that guy.
No, no. And it's I do over 1,000 hours of radio and podcasting a year. I do over 500 hours of speaking a year, and I've done that for a decade. And so there's about 25,000 hours of content that I've done in the last decade. I'm pretty sure if I said something as reprehensible as that, it would have come out early. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And the fact that Sacramento Bee, a big paper judge,
yes,
published that shows that it is reckless intent and then kept repeating it throughout the day. And mm-hmm. So I think I can win. I mean, I don't know about a California judge or court there,
yes.
But you never know. But I mean, there's real damages. If you get a free speech judge, if you get somebody who's, mm-hmm. you know, a classical liberal, who looks at this and says, boy, you know, this campus could have burned down because of these lies, then we might have something here.
Yeah, but you know what, Charlie? You were put – it's not just the defamation of your character and who you are. It's not just a lie. It's not just a vicious, malicious, untrue accusation. It literally puts you, Charlie Kirk, in the danger zone. It literally puts a bullseye on you. And these people are unhinged.
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, this is part of being in public life. I don't say this in any delight. You know, this judge, I get death threats every day. It's sad. It's disturbing. And, you know, but what really bothers me, though, is our students started to receive death threats to judge because of this. Mm-hmm. Right. And mm-hmm. So the kind of radius of danger increased because all of a sudden they say, oh, you're associated with Charlie Kirk. And they started publishing these students' private dormitory information where their parents live.
Yep.
Thankfully, no one's been hurt or anything. But you know why they do that. They do that for intimidation and potential targeting and violence.
Exactly.
And so, look, and the final thing I'll say is, you know, some of my sarcastic critics on the right, they'll say, oh, Charlie, why do you go to these liberal places? You know that you're going to get the reaction you get. That's preposterous. We live in America. I should be able to go to any college campus and have peaceful speech. This is ridiculous. To say that I'm somehow to blame for their behavior.
Charlie, it's victim blame, and Charlie Kirk, it's infuriating to me that people on the right would say, why do you put yourself in that situation? Instead of saying, Charlie Kirk, thank you so much for putting yourself in the line of fire, for fighting for the principles of this country, for free speech, for free press, for the ability to say and think and dialogue. They shouldn't be saying why. Look, but they blame the victim. Look, Charlie, I had 32 years in law enforcement. Do you blame the victim? Why? Because then you say it'll never happen to me. If I can make someone feel that you were somehow at fault, then I am excluded from ever having to experience this nonsense. They're coming for the other people next, and you know it, Charlie.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah, that's exactly right, Judge. That's beautifully stated.
Yep. Anyway,
I also just want to remind your audience, you got to stand for free speech or else the country ends.
God bless you, Charlie Kirk.
God bless you.
And Turning Point. We love you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That guy's a real hero. And speaking of heroes, never forget. That's a commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating just $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Come on, everybody, at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.